Ray Foley on Today FM.
And a very good afternoon. Ray's my name. JP's over there.
Hi.
And joining us in studio, she hates it when we clap for her. It's the one and only Annette Freeman is here, everybody.
Okay, all right. Okay. Please don't, everybody. Don't stand up. Don't clap.
Seriously, the first thing she said when she walked in, she's like, listen, let's not do the clapping thing.
I don't like the clapping thing.
Let's just not do the clapping thing.
Let's just get straight into
it. Annette is
fairness,
here.
Fairness, it's not something I'm used of. Like, people don't, you know, clap when I sit down at my desk every day or, you know, when I, you know, get my kids to school on
Why
time.
Why do you do it then? Why do you do it?
I don't know.
The only reason I do any of this is for people to go, you know, like, love the show or clap.
Right, okay.
It's the whole point
maybe
of this.
Maybe I'll get used to it.
Do you know what? You will.
Okay.
You know why? Because you're a star. And we should be clapping for you. You know why? Because we love you.
Thank you, Rick.
You are wonderful. Take the applause because you deserve
it. Or I'm going to walk out of the studio.
Annette Freeman, everybody. Now, take it. You deserve it. You're wonderful. You're a legend. Nettie, everybody.
That's not done. Can I leave now?
That's it now. Thanks
very
much.
We're done.
I've got a question for you. I went to a shop on my way into work today. My beloved said, I need to call into such and such a shop and check for something. I said, fine. Excuse me. I walked in and I made eye contact with the man behind the counter. And he looks at me and he goes, you know the way some people can be kind of overly familiar, as if they're like, as if you're a regular or you've met them before, you know them. This guy was like, hey man, how are you? And I'm walking towards the counter. He goes, hey man, how are you? Now, I've never met this guy before in my life. Don't know him from Adam. We haven't spoken or anything. Hey man, how are you? So I go, I'm good, thanks, how are you? Before I ask him for what it is I'm looking for. I'm good, thanks, how are you? Isn't that normal?
Sure, yeah.
That's a fine reply, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. He asked me how I was.
Okay.
I replied, I'm fine, how are you? And he laughed at me. Yeah.
Maybe he recognised you from, I don't know, your on-air...
My persona.
Your on-air persona or your maybe your appearance on TV.
But aside from that,
TV.
You're twisted around.
And then he got a bit embarrassed.
The other way, there twisted. You go. Not the other way, no, jeez.
Okay,
gosh. There you go.
I'm not technical. Okay.
You give her the clap once and then she's all over the place.
Maybe you got nervous when you spoke back to him or...
He wasn't expecting me to go, how are you, back.
But you know what?
He laughed and he went, yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Like that. And I was like... I'm leaving. I'm not putting up with this.
I think there are a lot of people, myself included, who don't return the how are you bit. So if somebody says, hey man, how are you? I'll go, yeah, good, thanks.
And I'll have to remind myself
sometimes to say, and how are you?
No, I'll always do it.
Right. I think you're unusual in that regard. I don't think a lot of people do return the how are you.
Well, I always do it because in itself, being asked how you are is almost like a smack in the face these days. That it makes me go, genuine, like from a stranger in a shop, how are you?
How are you?
And it wasn't like, how are you? Because how are you is different to how are you. Because he said, hey man, how are you? As a, you know, overly familiar stranger. How are you?
It's a nice touch though.
But when someone says, how are you? I'm obligated to go. I'm good, thanks.
Yeah.
And how are you?
And he laughed.
And he said, yeah, good.
Maybe it's a nervous tick.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was tick, all right.
Jeez. He was being nice to you.
He laughed at me. He laughed at my face, JP.
You've been awful sensitive.
I'm very sensitive.
You're right. You've hit the nail on the head there.
Raw nerve disease.
Okay, Raymond, tell us about it.
I was out last night and I was being a very good boy. I was drinking the water. And I had a sense of smug entitlement thinking, I'm going to be untouchable tomorrow. I'm going to be bulletproof. And that was until I woke up at, what was it, 3:45? And it all came crashing down.
Did you go back to sleep after 3:45?
No.
It kills your sleep. It totally affects your sleep.
It's like 1 o'clock. I had 1:20 going to bed. And I was like, I'm going to be fine. The alarm isn't going off till 7. I'm fine.
That's awful.
Before I was like, well, that's it now, forget it.
So what did you do at 4 o'clock in the morning? Did you stay in the bed or did you go?
I just lay there with my thoughts and and my regrets.
Did you get a pint of water?
I always have a big thing of water. Do I have it there? The big flask. My big flask that I always have beside the bed.
Do you know what? Water's no good though.
Is it not?
It's not any good after a hangover. You need something through it. You need, like, you can get these fizzy like tablets, like Dior-like sort of things.
I've seen
electrolytes.
These
electrolytes. You need these things, Raymond. You can't just drink flat water.
Did Moran have a spawn con with one of these? No, I'm not joking.
Was she the face of electrolytes?
No, she had genuinely, or at least there's a bunch of influencers.
Oh, it's that stuff.
Don't name the brand.
No, but it's like yellow, and it gives you,
it's
like
fizzy.
Yeah, and you don't need to eat vegetables ever again.
Oh, that no, one. It's not a vitamin replacement. Oh, no, right. This is a thing. Okay. This is a hangover sort of prevention system, right?
Okay.
And it looks like a fizzy, one of the solubles. Mm. You have it before you go out. And you drink a load of water with it, have it before you go out, and it means you're not going to get... This is the pitch that they're making.
Right,
this.
Yeah.
But my theory on that and all of those systems of all you need to do is take this one tablet and drink 15 pints of water the night before, before you head out. My theory on that is all you're doing is you're overhydrating.
Mm, you're filling up all your real estate and there's no space available for anything
else. For whatever else you're drinking. Yeah. That's it. And I also have a theory as well with those things where it's like, if you're going to take this, you need to take this one little tiny little, I don't know, charcoal tablet, for instance. And then what you do is you drink 12 pints of water before you touch anything else. Before you touch another drop, just drink a gallon of water. Then, because generally, and this is from my own experience, that first drink that you're having on a night out, because you haven't touched a bit of food all day, you haven't had a drink all day, you've been looking forward to it all day, by the time you have that first drink, you're absolutely horse into it.
It doesn't touch the sides.
Because you're so thirsty. Yeah. And it's actually lack of hydration. So what that pint of water does beforehand, it actually slows you down before you even start, because you're not thirsty. The element of thirst is in the drinking.
But I'm talking about afterwards. So when you get home, I think you could definitely take like something fizzy in water before you go to bed as a preventative for the next morning.
So you mean one of those multivitamins?
Well, not that, but like a painkiller, like, or
all
you know,
right, okay,
like
all right.
A fizzy kind of painkiller thing that you dissolve in water.
I know what you're thinking.
And you down. It definitely helps.
Does it actually?
Because
I have a theory.
You see, I will go out now and I would be counting how many drinks I had.
That's responsible.
I'm over 40, so I get absolutely horrific hangovers. So, and I need to stop waving my hands here in studio so much because I'm going to hit JP.
JP is very tight, you see. So JP will count the drinks on my behalf, and he'll let me know the next day how many I had.
Absolutely.
And how many
you bought.
What your cut is. Absolutely. Yeah.
And his Revolut details.
Yeah.
I find for me,
I don't
food.
Go to a bar and order a drink. No, that's not. I'm past that.
Well, you're an Irish woman.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
even
what
bring.
It is. It's like husband Ray.
My
like,
husband Ray. I'm like, Ray. I don't. He knows I won't go to a bar or order a drink. I'm like,
isn't it well for some?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's the elite. You live on another level.
I do. It's the life of a...
The gilded life.
Of a Dublin. an urban culture.
So the preventative, my wife has always fully believed in this as well, the preventative painkillers before you're in any pain. Like, this is what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before you go to bed, take a painkiller.
Yeah.
You're not going to be suffering at half
past
three.
I'm with your wife on that.
Okay.
But then there's certain things that can help you the next day. So what did you do this morning? Did you have a fry-up?
No, God, no. I wouldn't be able to stomach it.
What did you do? Did you eat porridge?
I got up. I cried a little.
After no sleep.
I sat in the shower and I just had the cold water running on me.
Were you hugging
That's
your
tough
knees?
Now.
I was rocking back and forth and my mascara was I had an E17 on and the water running down. Actually, if anyone has any suggestions or if there's any traditional suggestions, like a big stew, a big dirty stew at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm joking. 0874 100 102. John and Athenry loves Nettie. Lads, Annette's laugh is a tonic for any hangover. We're talking about feeling a little worse for wear, feeling a little seedy the day after, the night before. And on Monday night, ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous. But that's what it's come to. In December, all bets are off because there's not enough days in the month before Christmas Eve, there's not enough days where everyone can get together. It's like, what about Monday the... What was yesterday? What about Monday the 9th? Monday the 9th? You're like, oh, Jesus. Oh, no, not Monday night. No, then it's way too before Christmas. the only date all of us can do. You have to go. I don't even like any of you. I have to go. Kev says salt and vinegar crisps are the proper order for a massive hangover. Work every time. Well, nearly from Kev.
I'm with him on the crisps. You need something with a bit of a bite. So
you were saying spicy though.
Yeah, my go-to would be Monster Munch. And coupled with a really cool can. It has to be a can of Coke, not from a bottle. And I had an argument with my husband last Christmas when he arrived down from Tesco. I said, will you get me some Coke? And he came down with a bottle, a huge 2 litre bottle. Oh, and no. Not a can. Yeah. It has to be a can.
Yeah, it was hard to say, was it?
It was, yeah, we fell out badly. I was like, who does
what
this?
What kind of an animal did you marry?
Yeah, what? Mm. Like, I asked you for Coca-Cola, get me.
Bad way to end 2023, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And can I posit that there's a different kind of bubble in a plastic container than the bubble you get it
this
in?
This has largely been a science-free zone for about the last half an hour, by the way. If you are listening, we would concede it's been devoid of science. Okay,
there's no qualifications here.
Can't speak to the bubbles, right?
Did you have a can of Coke today?
No, I didn't, no.
What are you doing? Get out there to the
vending machine. I've got wicked heartburn with the hangover. I've got awful heartburn. I texted someone this morning at 7 o'clock and I said, could I be dying of heartburn?
Have you taken Anthem for the heartburn?
Yeah.
You haven't.
I have.
Oh, have you? All right.
You know that scene where the alien bursts out of your man's chest?
Chestbuster, yeah.
Alien, it's called.
Alien, the movie.
The thing is called a chestbuster, yeah.
That's how I feel. Right. That's how I felt this morning. Oh, wicked heartburn.
That's awful altogether.
I know, thanks. Sean says, he's in Cork. Say hi to Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Ray, a good feed of rashers and 2 slices of toast does the trick for me. No sign of a hangover the next day. Hang on a minute. You have it then before you go out, is it? A feed of rashers and 2 slices of toast?
I stayed in
the
B&B.
Is this a when you get in special? Is this one of these like, I've had a full dinner, I've been eating all night, I've been drinking all night, and you get in and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going, do you know what I'll do now? I'll cook a banquet. A bloody banquet.
Guys, I stayed in a B&B in Westport one night and, you know, it was a heavy night and got up the next morning to being served a plate full of the saltiest rashers. Now, I mean salty. And the tiniest little glass of, you know, orange juice, you know, the really small
glass.
I was like, what is this woman trying to do to us? Send us over the edge completely.
Salt-wise.
I was like, can I have another one of these? She goes, oh no, I'm sorry, you only get the one. I was like, but you just give me a plate full of salty.
I'm parched. Someone says, another thing actually, you know the drips? You know the drips that you can get?
Yeah, you can do that in Junction 6.
What's
on the M50. You can do in Junction 6 and the M50 where you get...
Well, beside the pumps.
You can get your dog washed and then you can get a drip and get like a load of, you know,
an IV
hydration.
Drip.
Well, yeah.
At a filling station.
I am not joking. It's not a filling station. It's more like a retail area that you can also get, you know, IV of vitamins and minerals. Yeah. So
it was a big thing in... A few years ago, people going to Vegas and then they'll be up all night and they'd organise a drip. Someone comes to the room. A pair of drips on Today FM between 2:30 and 4.
Sue's been on the crisp.
Another drip contribution.
Just on the crisp thing, guys, Sue's been on. She says Hula Hoops, but they have to be the brown ones.
Oh yeah, they're the barbecue flavour.
The barbecue, yeah.
Yeah. I agree, that would do.
Transdermal vitamin
patches.
What about
ice cream? Because I definitely think like stuff like Calypso's, Loop the Loops. Tangled
Calippos.
Twisters.
Calippos.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Calypso. Calippo. The long ones.
I know, yeah.
That you have to push. They're kind of awkward and then they're nice.
A good milkshake will sort of do you right as well. Transdermal vitamin patches. You pop one on your arm or leg when you're going to bed and they really help the next day. You used to be able to get them here, but now you have to get them on the internet. A game changer and absolutely essential for the over 40s from Gary.
Oh, it's the over 40 thing, you see.
Jimmy joins us this afternoon. Say good afternoon to Jimmy.
Good afternoon to you, Jimmy.
Ray, a fried egg sandwich and a big mug of barbell works every time.
What did that that absolute animal?
The first part was okay.
The first bit I'm okay with.
Ray, a fried egg sandwich and a...
Yeah, fried egg sandwich and what did you say, you absolute brute?
And a big mug of barbell
works... Jimmy.
What is barbell anyway? Like, what...
Boiled cow.
is it like
remnants?
Oxtail soup or something?
It is, yeah, kind of.
Like beef gravy.
Oh, will you stop? Come on.
Are you all right over there? How's the heartburn?
I'm not having Bovril first thing in the morning. Oh my God.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother.
I think cool breezes. You got to get cool breeze. You got to open the windows. Mm. You got to get out of the bed. And you got to get into nature, Raymond.
There's nothing worse than lying in the bed and kind of coming in and out of sleep, in and out of consciousness. And you're like, I'll just have to get up now because I'm feeling so dreadful. And the next thing you open your eyes again, it's 12 minutes and you're going, oh, where did that 12 minutes go? It was no good to me. Dennis as well. Say good afternoon to Dennis.
Good afternoon to you, Dennis.
Ray, I think I know what's wrong.
What is it, Dennis?
You're getting up early in the night. Mm. You're drinking water when you're going out on the beer.
Yeah.
And you're giving out about people saying, hey, man.
Yeah.
I think all the symptoms are there. Aging. That's what's wrong. You're aging. Love the show.
Hey, I'm getting old. I did not see. There's only one cure for that, you know.
What's that?
6 feet under.
Stop.
Right.
That's it. Stop.
You know euthanasia on your list of hangover cures?
No, it's not. So we you've won't got put the, you down yet.
You've got so you got the ice cream. Cool it down. Open the windows. Plenty of water.
Someone to listen to you.
Yeah, that's it. You can forget that.
Well, you've got lots of people to listen to today.
Yeah, God love them. Yeah. God love them to suffer this.
A prevention been better than cure. So I think you just need next night you're out. Now you just need to count the drinks because that's what I would do. When it comes to a certain stage in the night, I say, right.
What about this hack of taking a drink of water in between every drink you have?
No, there's no point in that. There's no point in that.
What about this notion of clearer drinks being less
potent?
There's
a science to that. Yeah. The lighter the colour drink, the less the hangover. That's my science behind it anyway.
Really though? Is that actually a thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about vodka then? Or gin?
Yeah, but I mean, dilute it down well. You put your full mixer in.
Right.
Like I would one mixer, one shot of whatever the spirit is.
I think...
And you've got to be responsible.
Clearly,
you weren't.
This is the problem. So let it be a lesson to those of you. And I thought I was doing great. Count the drinks. Take it easy. There's going to be a lot of nights between now and Christmas Eve. Take it nice and slow. Drink plenty of water before you go out. And don't get yourself in a situation where you're going to have nothing but regret and salt the next day. Drink responsibly or drink aware, daddy.
Always drink responsibly. Hook yourself up to a drip and stick a load of patches on your legs and your arms.
Ray Foley on Today FM.